Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I just want everyone to be warned. This OPP topic just made Steve pull his shirt sleeve up and flex.
And I don't know why. But
I can't unsee it. Can you unsee it, Amber?
Luckily, I was looking down.
Okay, good. Well, Steve's over here right now like, Amy?
Yay!
Why is Steve flexing in the studio? What's your problem? What's going on?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for almost 9 months, right? And everything's going really good.
Okay.
Except for one thing, he has a tattoo of his ex-wife's name on his bicep. And
that's why.
Yeah, it really bothers me. Like, I see it all the time. They've been divorced for like several years. They don't keep in contact, but he says he doesn't want to cover it up because his body art is like the story of his life.
Oh, he's one of those.
Hold on.
What?
Why is everyone scoffing at that?
Well,
it is the story of your life.
It is. Sorry. I don't know. I found it a little funny. Sorry.
I think it's in poor form to ever put anybody's name who you're sleeping with. I mean, you can put your kids' names on your body because you're more than likely not going to have a falling. But
you can't remember your kids' names, so that's a great
one. I would put my kids' names on there just to show them how that is the one tattoo I want, is my kids' names and the heartbeat. We've been over this. No, every time we talk about it, no one will just send me a design of it. So until I get a design in my email box or on Facebook, I'm not getting a tattoo. But that would be what I would get. It's not that I don't love my wife, but nothing is forever, right? Or doesn't have to be.
Wait, when you took your vows and married her, I thought you...
We didn't do that.
Oh, okay, all right.
I learned that on the first one. Didn't
don't
pan
commit,
out.
Don't commit a lifetime.
Till death do us part turned out to be... Sorry, this isn't about me.
Okay.
So what do you want him to do? You think he should get it lasered?
I mean, it's like, I understand where he's coming from, but if I'm going to envision like a future with him, like I can't see myself marrying someone or having a kid with someone and they have another woman's name on his arm. Am I being unreasonable? I mean, I don't know.
Can you just wear long sleeve shirts or something? I don't, probably not. Okay.
No, he's ripped. I want to see his arm.
Ah, okay.
Thing that's going to go wrong is like when you're at a party and somebody's like, oh, I can't remember her name. They're not going to say Amy. They're going to say the other chick's name because they're going to be like, it's right there on his arm.
Yeah, why would he have an ex still on his...
You would just assume her name is that name.
Wow.
Nope, this is just part of my story.
I have a way around it. You might not like this. Yeah, it literally just came to me as Amber was tapping on her bicep saying it's part of her story. You need to get with him. You need to marry him. You need to have a child. You need to name that child.
Holy smokes.
The name on the arm. Ta-da! For the win! Because then every time you see it, it's like, that's our daughter's name. Even if it's a son, doesn't matter. Name it that.
That's a lot. Just for
a long game you're playing.
I play the long game, Amber. I don't know if we've met. For real, I know you don't. So do you want him to cover it? Like, I mean, do you want a dragon in place?
I want him to be open to the idea of covering it and like maybe cover it eventually. Like I want it to be in the plan.
Right. In the future, if you guys are headed down the forever path with kids and all that.
And part of the
would you be willing to?
And his life story could be covering up the. Why can't they be part of the life story?
That's not a terrible. Yeah. You're right.
That's a good argument.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I know, right?
Who was that?
I have no idea.
I will say this. I've been in this situation a little bit. Like, my wife was with a firefighter.
That's right. And she had
the firefighter seal. Like, that thing with the axe and whatever. And, yeah. Like, I couldn't look at it.
Did she change it on her own? Or did you ask her to change it? Or
I didn't ask her. I just like
make faces.
Let
everybody
know that you.
Well, yeah, I did the disdained look every time I saw it.
Because you don't. Okay.
Yeah.
But she went ahead and did it, though.
She turned because it's kind of an X in a circle. She was able to turn the X into kind of like, oh, what is that? Wings of a butterfly. Oh, so it's a butterfly there instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that worked.
Okay.
It's hard to change a name into anything, though.
That is true.
Right. He'd have to go bigger then. He's going to have to do like a full dragon or something.
Oh, God.
To cover. I mean, like our old producer Little D had some weird tattoos that he hated and he turned, but he had to like go. He's got a sleeve now.
It's involved. There was a lot of money
to cover up a tattoo that he didn't like.
Yeah.
So would you be okay with him going big then? You want him to do that?
Oh, yeah. He has other tattoos and love his tattoos.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't.
But he's just going to refuse. It's his body.
Thank you for saying the words.
Yeah.
When it comes to women are allowed to shut down any argument with the words, it's my body. Can't he do the same? It's my story on my body. So Amy, we're gonna get some advice from, I know that tattoos are like the rage. If you're out there, if you're on your way to a tattoo place and you're getting a name put on, just turn
around.
Right.
Yeah, don't do it.
Not even your own mom, like nobody.
Right. It's just
you don't know when you have a falling out with somebody or something. Like just
weird.
Hang on, Amy. What would you guys say to do? Like, honestly, now, cause I can't speak honestly when they're on the phone. I think their relationship is doomed cause he is that guy that says
he is.
When I gave my wife the "this doesn't make me comfortable" kind of look, she immediately rectified it.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's
digging his heels.
He's choosing the ex-wife's name. Would you be uncomfortable with it?
They haven't been dating.
Well, that's 8 months. You're right.
Right. But the fact that he's like, this will never change.
It's my story.
It sounds like he's digging his heels in a little bit.
I have a feeling that next tattoo on his story is going to be broken up. They're going to not be together.
Yeah.
She broke up with me.
Oh, my God. That reminds, like, I knew a guy, dated a girl from Canada. This is stupid. Got a huge maple leaf on his, like you can see it, like on the backside of his wrist. They broke up, so he had to put canceled over the top of the maple
leaf. Oh, that is so tacky.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just
dumb.
Just don't put anything on your body that represents somebody that's not you.
Thank you.
So what should Amy do with Tattooed Boy?
Mm.
He's got the ex-wife's name on his arm. She could use your help. Jess?
Yay.
What do you think?
So my first option would be to get a void stamp, because if we're doing the whole it's his life story, well, you voided her out, so void out your tattoo.
Oh, you would literally draw a line and say void the word letter.
That's what the guy
did with the maple leaf.
On a piece of paper.
Hey, the guy, my friend who had a maple leaf because he was dating the girl, he put void over it. And then you're like, then what are you voiding Canada? Like, it just doesn't. Ugh. Okay, what's your other choice?
The other option, I mean, Steve already kind of said it, like, his body, his choice. Women are so quick to throw that around, and I hated all of my ex-husband's tattoos, like, every single one of them, but he didn't care because he was like, well, it's my body, they're on me, like, get over it, and that's so true, because who says she's going to stick around? So he's going to get rid of that tattoo because she doesn't like it, and then she's going to leave?
Good call.
But, I mean, as a dude, like, you getting rid of it for her, you're getting rid of it for every woman you're going to sleep. No woman is like, yay, who's that?
Yeah.
Unless it's your mom's name.
No woman cares. If you're caring about what's on his arm, you're not caring about what's in his heart. Like, he's moved on. He's with you.
Wait, you would get your mom's name on your...
There are people who've been like...
No, yes. Sons have gotten their mom's...
Mama's boys are like, Dorothy, yeah, that's my mom! Like, legit. I wish I was kidding. Yeah. It's so stupid. That is weird. But thank you for the call, Jess. Appreciate it. Keith.
Yai.
You got any advice for Amy?
Yes, one of my friends had a horrible tattoo on his forearm. So eventually he got a pencil eraser and just kept erasing at it little by little every day.
Whoa.
About 10 months. But hey, you can get rid of it for free if he doesn't want to cover it up.
Literally what? Just rubbed the skin until the ink underneath it came out?
Yeah, not like till it was bleeding profusely, but it was like a little bit by little bit. The skin just...
By saying not till it was bleeding profusely, you mean till it bled just a little?
Just till it was like a little red and a little irritated, not like ridiculous.
I didn't know you could do that. Wow.
I don't think we should suggest it.
Life hack.
Hey, well, how about a belt grinder?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're full of great suggestions today, Keith. Thank you for the call. Stacy.
Yai.
What do you think?
Well, I have a wedding ring tattooed on my ring finger, and my ex does as well with my initials on it, and we've been apart since 2008.
Weird.
And I just got a matching tattoo on my toe to make it better, but I just want to say that my ex was he was deployed when I got my ring, and he got his, and neither one of us could wear our rings because I was in the OR. He was in Iraq. So that's why we did it.
But
I just have to say, I detest my ex-husband, but this ring, I don't look at it and see him. I see a time in my life where it was very important. He was serving our country, and I was actually helping serve by taking care of our family and that type of thing. And it's okay to have something like that. It's not necessarily you're looking at that going, oh, I miss him or I love him or whatever.
Can I just say, like, I don't know how to say this politely, but you're far too mature to be listening
to us.
That
is so cool.
Like, you're grounded and
logical,
you're thoughtful.
Yeah.
You need to find a bunch of stuff around this.
You need a different show to listen to because we're not good for you. Thank you for the call, Stacy.
Wow.
Will.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that the guy needs to put a line through the name of the ex. That way, you know, his current girlfriend has the satisfaction that the name really isn't there anymore, but if he wants to see the story, he can still kind of see it. So he just needs to edit it.
It's like when you're doing work paperwork in the office and you make a mistake, you got to put a line through it,
and
date it,
initial it, put a little carrot up above it. Thank you for the call, Will. I mean, all the voids and all that, you can still see her name.
Right.
Text suggested, they just said, adding the word sucks.
Oh, yeah, right after the name, just put the word sucks.
Try one of these, Amy.
Well.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.